We've been talking about the koach of a maisa and its significance from a Torah point of view. Human being is goof in the sham. And the interaction of goof in the sham is a major part of Yonah Machshav and many details of halacha. Averis, by and large, are determined by Meisim. Even averis that are dependent on machshava very often the whole difference if they have a maisa, they don't. For instance, avodah zarah, if person is an oved avodah zarah, but a person who believes in Avodah Zarah doesn't actually worship him. Parsha of the Ram doesn't have a halacha of Harikat Mochaldav, even though Avodah Zarah is a belief system. But there's an extra dimension that puts the person out of the pale if his meisim not acceptable. As an example, Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, when he formulates a very important idea, the definition of a rosha, basically it's lo v'rosha lo yishalom. That means I take from someone, I don't pay back, I'm a rosha. I borrow $100, don't pay back the $100. Plus, it says, "Love Rosh Yerushalayim." We've all taken from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of our bodily needs. He gives us continually everything I need for my food, for all my bodily needs. I owe him back Meisim. That's a chov. And every chov you don't pay, you're a Rosh. Now, there are two types, there are two levels of Rasha. That means there's not doing the Sheval Tais. For instance, I have to take a lulav. I have to take a lulav. Once, if I don't take a lulav, I haven't done what I'm supposed to do. I haven't done it al yidei maisa. Shame came if I eat nevelas and dreifus, I haven't done it al yidei maisa. It's the second level. I get malchus. Compulsively, this is a Rosh. Now, but that doesn't mean that the Torah exhausts itself in terms of Meisim. Meisim, until I'm Meshabed my guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot at all think about a normal Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodas Kodesh Baruch Hu begins when I'm meshabed my mice into Avodas Baruch Hu. And that's why the first thing is that my mitzvahs, my seers, I have to do actual physical performance. I'm not allowed to do physical averis. That's where my mice are. We have a very interesting learning in Baba Kama. We have a very interesting thing. A very big difference between a lot of aspects of Choshen Mishpot and a lot of aspects of secular law. Secular law is based on protecting a person from someone taking advantage of him. to quote the Declaration of Independence, which Rabbi Singer here is not aware of, that's when the American colonies declared their independence from what?
Painfully aware of it.
What? from King George. We take this to be self-evident that all men are by God, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to ensure those rights, governments are instituted among men. That means the purpose of government, the purpose of law, is to enable me to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Wonderful. So when you get to Mazik, for instance, as long as you do anything that my property gets damaged, I'm not protected. So that's, although looking at a Maisa Mazik, all this within a secular framework is really beside the point. Mashen Ken. We balance in Choshen Mishpat two things against each other. The person is punished for wrongdoing. And being punished for wrongdoing, it depends levels of wrongdoing. So Pasuk says, Maki Behem Yishalmenu. Maki Behem Yishalmenu. In the source, I actually do damage to somebody else. Now, Gromis, maybe Rabbonim or something, and that is when, that's the second level, depends how you understand it. Many Rishonim understand it. And let's take, for instance, how the Rambam understood it. I'm responsible for my actions. Adam u'ol yola. Adam u'ol, I'm responsible. If I damage, I'm responsible. No matter what I do. According to the Ramban, even more than that, I'm responsible for my actions. On the other hand, another halacha. If I have kavanah lahazik, so I'm chayev, even if it's not my action, even if it's just a grom of yalma. So we're looking at the person on two levels. What's being said here? Looking at the person on two levels. Looking on him, his meisim and his kavanas. If it's neither my meisim nor my kavanah, I'm potter. Tosis has a different halacha. According to Tosas, Dindaraisa is Mamchaya for my mice. That's it. Gromis, Dindarabonim. They instituted it in all the normal, natural, common cases. Hello? I'm in the middle of an hour. Call me in a half an hour. So what are they? What happens? So Chazal say, while the Torah is machayev me for certain meisim, on the other hand, we have to protect society. So that's a function of certain takonos drabonah, and therefore they introduced it in common cases. For instance, Ritzicha. Tzichi is one of the most chomer of all averis. If I light a fire, burns down a house, and someone in the house, that machlokas ishim ishim chitzav ishim ishim mona. But that means I'm only chayy from meiser tzichi. But then there's certain other ways. That since the Rama writes, murder totally disrupts society, there's a din melech to deal with murderers to make sure society is not disrupted. But I'm always looking at things on a basic level. Basic level, we look most seriously if I do meisim. Then have something else. I have to use those meisim as a derech avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's each mitzvah to the second level. How do I use those mitzvahs to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those meisim to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But what we're talking about is, first I have to meshabed my meisim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meshabed my guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I meshabed my guf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I have to use those meisim as the next level, avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm being only HaKadosh Baruch Hu through my meisim, but adding other dimensions. That's what kavanah comes into. So even if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, it doesn't mean I'm not supposed to have kavanah. It means I'm supposed to use my meisim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But first I have to get the most basic part of myself down. Let's look at things from level of meisim. Now, we have an interesting, if you take a look in Parsha Tzitzis, we see every day this past week's, Kriyas HaTorah. Dabel b'nisro v'martel and also on Tzitzis, al kamfe v'dem l'doros, and also on Tzitzis, al konof psil chedas. O yolacham l'tzitzis, risim olsam. So haratim is kol mitzvot Hashem, v'asvisham olsam. Okay, I mean, also Zachartim. It's very good. But also Suru Achri Lavach Vachri Nechem Ashaitim Zon Vachrem Mantizkru Vatsisim is called Mitzvah Yisem Kedoshim Lelukechem. Wait a second. It seems to first you have Risamo Zachartim Zelosu Achri Lavach Vachri Nechem, and then you have something else Mantizkru Vatsisim. So what's the repetition for? The answer is Yisim Kedoshim Lelukechem. So here you have, which someone might ostensibly feel as machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramban, Kedoshim Tiyum, seems to say that it's an important mitzvah. Tells you not to be. Life shouldn't be controlled by your taivas haguf in general. Being a drunk, novel bishus haTorah. Rambam writes, no, it doesn't count kedoshim tiyu as a mitzvah, because it's what he calls a mitzvah of koleles. It's kolol kol haTorah kol. By doing mitzvah shekodesh, could just say it stops and ends there. You didn't have any room for anything more. It's not quite true. First of all, the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs is not, when he has the mitzvahs he adds, the Ramban doesn't have, he doesn't put in kedoshim tiyu. The Rambam, what the Ramban has in Kedoshim Tiyu, Rambam has Los Asurach Relevav Rach Reinech. Let's just read what the Rambam writes. Surach Relevav Rach Reinech. Mitzvah Los Hasei Mem Zayin. Lo Shelo Losu Achel Lavenu. First he talks about Losu Achel Lavavchem Achmachareinech. He says, what is Lavavchem? Ad Shunam and Deos Hefech HaDeos Shechiyavtonu HaTor. We're not allowed to explore ideas that will lead us to be called from the ideas of the Torah. Aval Nekatzim Achshav Olseinu. We limit our thoughts. Nosum Lem Gvul. I'm a big intellectual and set a limit to what we're allowed to think about. So that we can stand next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and that is Vomitzis HaTorah V'Azharaseh. Amar Lo Sosrach L'Vach V'Arach V'Nech Moshin Sifriach L'Vach is a minus. Shenema Motzos HaNimar M'Movs Isha. Ach V'Nechim Zaznos. Shenema V'Yom Meshim Shon Lo'Aviv Kachli Ki Yi Yashro B'Einat. Rotsaloma Yimoshech Acha HaTaivots HaGashmios Yimoshech Acha HaTaivots HaGashmios Hesasek HaMachshov B'Hen. He says, the more I get involved in Taivos Gashmios, then my mind will be preoccupied. So the Rambam has two steps. That if a person will just, the more you follow your Taivos Gashmios, the more you have mental preoccupation with it. And that is, do not just follow your Taivas HaGashmos and be mentally preoccupied. Yeah. Have a wonderful minig in wealthy Haredi America today. Wine. High quality wines. $1,000 a bottle. $1,500 a bottle. $5,000 a bottle. And a lot of very fancy. And they live around these wines. They have wine cellars. This wine and that wine. Everything with the fine hashgacha on it. People get mentally preoccupied. So you have two steps. So what does the pasuk mean? Pasuk means we have a recent also. Was a charetim. That means a person has to be cognizant all day. What is the pasuk talking about? A person has to be cognizant all day of mitzvah Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mitzvahs. I often, when I say that pasuk, I often think of a story that happened to me. Certain interesting gentleman. As Makarov. I bumped into him shortly. He was a very fine individual. Shortly after he got married, his wife was in an accident, became a total paraplegic. She was confined to a wheelchair, could barely function. But told him he had to spend his life taking care of her and worrying about her, assuming he's having no children. He says, I married her, I'm responsible for her. Unbelievable devotion he had to her. At the same time, he was a wild financial genius. Before I met him, he had a toy company. Successful company. It took 25 people working full time with the Securities Exchange Commission for 2 years to unravel all the dregs of his mind. And when they finally did it, they should have put him to jail. But what are they going to do if he's taking care of his wife? So they took the business away from him, etc. After that, he decided he should give up his Buddhism and maybe look into his Judaism. At that point, he bumped into me and became a total Shomer Torah mitzvah. And he ultimately funded Revolver for the Beis HaMusar and all sorts of things. Musar. Okay. So once I was in Los Angeles raising money for Torah's Moshe, I called him up. I said, I want to get together with you. No problem. So then I met him and I said, I'd like to apologize for interrupting in the middle of the day. So he said, an unbelievable statement. He said, you have to understand, in the middle of the day, this is after his truvy understanding. In the middle of the day, in the middle of a deal, I become an absolute animal. And then someone knocks on the door and someone collecting for something. I have to come up with a vort in the parsha. I have to talk with him about something in Yiddish guy. he says, then I come back to myself. That's true about, obviously, this gentleman's Taiva Sakasif was a very great Taiva Sakasif, and he got control of him. Other people have other things they can control. The person has to be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs maisios. And he gave us tzitzis also as a way of, you have to make sure that during the day you have guidelines that you're totally aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's something that's going to interfere with that. Those are su'achar levalchum v'achar enecha. Because the definition of Rosh Hashanah Vavchem Vachreinechem is he Moshechacha Hatayvos Hagashmios Hisasek Hamachshavu. The more you get involved in Tayvos Hagashmios, the more you are going to be mentally preoccupied. The more you're mentally preoccupied with them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves back in your mind. So this is the Pshat Naposik. I say it every day. First of all, tzitzis al kanfei v'dem v'doros. Nos no. Psil tachayas. V'ho yolochem al tzitzis. V'risim also. Z'charatim is kom mitzvos Hashem. And throughout the day, we'll be cognizant of the mitzvos Hashem. V'asusim also. And you'll do them. And then, being totally cognizant of the mitzvahs Hashem and doing them throughout the day. So then, you will get to the next stage. To chase down all the taivas and become preoccupied by being totally cognizant, you'll be able to be misgaber on that. And then, after that is the next stage. Amantisku is some kadosh melokeh. Then kadosh melokeh means when a person takes all of his mindset, he takes his mental preoccupation with the Torah, and then uses it to elevate himself through the mitzvahs. So then you become kadosh melokeh. Ram says you don't count that as a separate mitzvah because it's the consequence of everything. This is the result that happens. But there are two things. You have to be occupied with mitzvahs and make sure you are not and with doing the mitzvahs. Now, what did this person say? What did this person tell me? Middle of the day, middle of a business deal. Now, when you're in the middle of a business deal, technically you have to say, is this Gnedus Das? Is this mutter? Is this saucer? Is this this and this and this and this? No. Beis Halevi was living in Warsaw, had a hard life. There were deeds against him by the Maskevim were very great, and they wanted him out of town. So what he gave up the Rabbanus Slovsk for various reasons. He was living in Warsaw, and he was one of the major poskim in Warsaw. Then Tikkuni Torah came to him. As a result, he became a major religious authority. And because the Maskilim were afraid of his extreme beliefs about them, to try to get rid of them, they had all sorts of governmental laws passed to interfere with it. So he decided, okay, giving that up, he's opening a store. Okay, it's the store, and now in that point, before you had paved roads, so all the roads were dirt roads and everything was muddy, and so people used to wear boots all year. And so he had a store for selling boots. First customer came in and says, are these the best boots available? Beis Halev was Emes itself, had all Chosh Mishpat in front of him, says, no. Down the street, around the corner there, someone has a higher quality boots, but these are cheaper boots and a cheaper price. Oh, you have better quality there, it goes down. And so then he finally closed the business when he went. Okay. Bottom line is, technically a person, during the day, is, his meisim have to be correct. And meisim in business means honesty. No gneves das, no gneves momen, no overcharging, no taking advantage. Dovram is pulvovo. Not so easy. And you get caught by all sorts of things. So you have to, so halacha is just to keep your meisim, that's the interplay between meisim and machshava. Keep your meisim. So first the Torah talks about keeping your meisim. Have all the guidelines. First thing to be with, the easiest mitzvah in the world is tzitzis. You put it on in the morning, even if it's tzitzis at all. So used to it, you forget about it. And then you keep going through the day. But there's an idea behind tzitzis. That in order to force yourself into a discipline, vasisim, just first you have to make sure you have guidelines in the day, making sure you're doing mitzvahs all day. To get a control of your meisim. Then you have to get a once you're in control of your meisim, you can go to the next stage. Control your machshavas. And then you can use your meisim to elevate you to be kedosh level kaicha. But until a person's meisim are under control, he's not even going to be able to get his machshavas under control. And that's called chamaisim. And the Rambam talks about what's the surah of the Rabbah and the Rabbah. Himoshechacha hataivos hagashmios. Get overly involved in taivos hagashmios. Because what happens once you do that? And that's maisa. It means there may be a lot of, a lot of people who make sure everything has the right hashkocha. But you can be so into your food and your alcohol and your wines, etc., that it becomes a major part of your life. And then what happens once, so even this, you have to curtail those meisim, because otherwise, Ram says, you become mentally preoccupied. And then you totally get destroyed. That's the interplay of meisim and machshava. It goes throughout everything. Now, therefore, so we'll continue of many, but that interplay of meisim and machshava. First, before you can get, and there are two levels of mitzvahs. That we say every day in Krishna. Orisimos was the chartens commitment to send vasisim also. Make sure you have guidelines throughout the day so that you'll be cognizant all day of Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzvahs to guarantee that you don't get so hopped up by whatever you're doing, you're not going to be doing the mitzvahs all day. Once you have your meisim under control, then make sure that even in Dvarim HaMutarim, see, that we're talking about first level. If that's first level, is making sure your meisim on the first level are fine. But there's certain meisim HaMutarim, Kadesh Atzmacho Min HaMutaloch. Atzmacho Min HaMutaloch means, yes, don't take, yeah, there are a lot of very fine foods that are totally kosher. But you have to know you can't just go crazy on your taivas hagashmis. That's the next level of kaishas minamutaloch. Because once you get too involved in that, then you become mentally preoccupied with it. Once you become mentally preoccupied, so that's where your mind is at. And that once that's where your mind is at, so then you're never going to get to the next point of Yisim Kedoshim Elokeichem. Because Kedoshim Elokeichem means your mind is preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah, and not in all the fine wines in the world, and fine who knows what. And then you can lift yourself up. Like there's a three-step process here. you're saying Kriya Shema, getting all your Maisim under control. And getting all your Maisim under control the entire day is only going to happen when you have specific guideposts reminding you all day that HaKadosh Baruch. And these are mitzvahs. And when you're in business, you know that. Whatever other activity you do, that's totally honest and totally kosher, etc. That's one. Now, different people are motivated by different types. Some are types of kesef, some are types of achila, all sorts of types of nuls. Sometimes all of them. Yeah. But then there's karashaschom and a mutalach. Why? Because otherwise, Rama writes, you become totally preoccupied with it, and again you lose control. And once you can be kashas from the mitzvah, so you don't get preoccupied with it, so then you can reach the final stage using mitzvahs to be kedosh and levokich. That's the three stages in here: ma'isa, limit ma'isim. Not to become preoccupied and to get to using your maisim as darchei avoda should be kodesh halukechem. Okay, Mirza Hashem will continue next week.